When I was a kid, one of the little rhymes I often heard was, "Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going down the garden to eat dirty worms." Folks, it's a lie. There is someone who loves us, and there is someone who cares for each one of us. No matter what we've done, no matter what we are going through, the Lord Jesus Christ is here this morning to tell you he loves you. He really cares. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. And he has that same compassion for you and for me right now, whatever it is we are going through. I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. I read it in a business magazine. A hotel executive was speaking to a group of business people. I think most of them were from the hotel business. And this is what she said. She said, "The hotel where I work," and this was in the United States, said, "the hotel where I work is across the road from a big hospital." And she said, "Often we have people staying in our hotel who have relatives in the hospital." She said, "Let me tell you what happened one evening. One evening, there was a man and a little boy in the dining room of our hotel having their dinner. And after the dinner, the man went over to one of the staff. And this is what he said. He said, "I want to explain something." He said, my little boy, my son, tomorrow will be going over to the hospital because he has cancer. And his cancer treatment begins tomorrow." He said, "My son and I have been having many conversations about this. And the thing that worries him most is that because of this cancer treatment, he is going to lose his hair." He said, that's what has worried him most. So he said to the member of the staff, he said, "I want to explain something." He said, "What I have decided and my son has decided too, we've talked about this, is when we go up to our bedroom tonight, I am going to shave off his hair. And after I do that, I'm going to shave my hair off as well, so that my son and I will be the same. Neither of us will have hair." So he said, "The reason I'm telling you this is when we come down for breakfast tomorrow morning, I don't want any of your staff to be making jokes about this, because my little son will be quite nervous and he'll be very self-conscious because his hair will have gone and so will mine." So the member of staff said, "Well, thank you very, very much for sharing that. I'll brief my staff so that they know, the staff who will be on at breakfast time." The next morning, Dad and his little boy came downstairs. Their hair was gone, been shaved off. And as the dad had expected, the little boy was quite nervous and self-conscious, his hair all gone. They walked into the dining room for breakfast. Do you know what they saw? 10 of the hotel staff had shaved their hair off. 10 of them. And that dad and the little boy couldn't get over it. They could not get over it. And the hotel executive who told the story said, "You see, our corporate value is show you care." Folks, could I say something to you this morning? That is not a corporate value in some businesses. That is a Christian value. That is the Jesus way. Jesus didn't shave his hair off, but he died on the cross for your sin and for mine. The Word became flesh. The Savior lived among sinners, and he died like a sinner, even though he had never sinned. Why did he do it? Because he cares for you and cares for me. Thank God he does. Thank God he does. I wonder, when people look at the church, is that what they see? Do they see people who really, really care? Or do they see fighting, division, jealousy, anger, selfishness, whatever? Or do they see something of Jesus? Do you know, one of the things that has inspired me most in my Christian life, and as I said last night, I became a Christian when I was 12 years old. One of the things that has inspired me most is seeing Jesus in other people. Let me show you just a little brief clip of one of our mission partners in Paraguay, in South America. This is a girl who is single. She is now in her 40s. Her name is Claire Holmes, or the Paraguayans call her Clara. And this is just Clara in action. Why did I show you that? I'll tell you. That girl will never hit the headlines. You will never read about Claire Holmes in Hello magazine or OK magazine. Do you have those in Singapore? No, these are big. What are some of your most famous magazines here? Well, you know what they are. Whatever. She will not hit the headlines. But for 20 years, that girl has been working in a remote part of Paraguay, a place called Concepcion, teaching children about Jesus, caring for boys and girls. She has sacrificed marriage to serve Jesus because she loves those kids. And you know one of the really exciting things? Children she taught 15 years ago are now leaders in the church. When she saw the crowds, she had compassion on them. She cared for them, and she still does. And Jesus is using her to make disciples, to grow leaders, people whose lives are changed for all eternity. And why does she do it? Because she loves Jesus and she loves people. Like Jesus, her Savior, she looks at the crowds and she has compassion on them. She's just an ordinary Christian like you and me. Folks, it doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter where we are. You and I can be like Jesus and follow him and love the people he loves. We're going to just pause now, and I'm just going to suggest that just for a few moments, we actually just have an open time of prayer, if that would be okay. And then what I'm going to suggest is, after this, just for a couple of minutes, we have a little short break. so that you can go to the restrooms, or you can have what have we got there today, Joseph? We have Fanta and Coca-Cola. No, sorry. There's tea, coffee, biscuits. We'll have a little break for about 15 minutes, and then can we come back together? But first, I wonder, could we just have a little open time of prayer? Maybe a few people would just lead us in thanking God for his compassion and maybe the compassion of his people, and giving thanks for expressions of his love that we've seen in our lives, in the community, or in the church. Let's just remember that the Jesus who 2,000 years ago had his heart filled with compassion as he saw the crowds is the same Jesus today who has the same compassion for people. So let's just pray just where we are, and maybe a few people would just lead us in prayer, giving, these are prayers of thanksgiving, okay? And they can be one sentence or even a few sentences, a little bit longer. But let's just thank the Christ of compassion.